With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A key debate took place last week between 8th District Congressional candidates Dino Rossi and Dr. Kim Schreier, with plenty of reaction. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney was there.
I was in the room watching the debate at the time, and I was pretty shocked.
What shocked him was a response from Kim Schreier when the topic of the H-2A program came up.
The H-2A visa program does not work well for either the farmers or for the workers, and can lead to sort of a pattern of indentured servitude where a worker is essentially held hostage by a potentially abusive farmer.
Devaney says those comments seem to have been made without preparation or regard for her desired constituency.
We're used to seeing a lot of overheated rhetoric around immigration. It's a very sensitive issue in our society at the moment. But to see language that was quite so pejorative about agriculture by one of the candidates running to represent Central Washington, you know, the 8th District includes Kittitas, Chelan, and parts of Douglas County that have a lot of tree fruit production in them, was really surprising and disappointing. I would have thought that both candidates would have been fully informed about how that program works and why growers are required to do what they do in using it before making those kinds of comments.
Devaney says the H-2A program has seen a lot of scrutiny, so he sees little reason to have not been able to find out the facts. Listen tomorrow for more debate reaction.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.